Okay, yeah, right. Please find your seat. All right, the time is now 6 p.m. I therefore call to order the regular meeting of the Harker Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for September 25th, 2019. We will start with an invocation and pledge of allegiance. Commissioner Robinson is going to be doing the invocation, and Commissioner McCain will be doing the pledge of allegiance. So if you could, please join us like third.
Our Father in heaven, again, we come in a public forum to be about the business of our citizens. We just thank you that we have this freedom and this ability to do that. Continue to give us wisdom and guidance and patience and fun and love as we go about the city's business and the citizens' business, because what we help decide as it goes forward will last for years and years. In your son's name, amen.
Amen.
Will y'all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor is the flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States, one state under God, one indivisible.
Thank you all very much. Chaplain has arrived.
Hey, sorry to wait.
Oh, you're fine. Okay.
My watch.
Think about a clock up there. Okay, the P&Z consists of volunteers appointed by the City Council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents, and residents to provide the council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning issues in the context of state statutes, local ordinances, and the city's land use and comprehensive plans. Except for preliminary plats, all votes are recommendations and are forwarded to the council for decision. Secretary, will please note the commissioners present and absent. I have everyone here with the exception of Commissioner Carey, and I have that all of our alternates are not present also. I did talk with one of them earlier, with Dustin Hallmark. He said he could not make it tonight. So, we have a quorum. If everybody could please silence their cell phones out there, electronic devices. The first order of business is going to be the approval of the minutes from the special meeting held on September 11th. We have a motion.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes as written.
Yes, sir. Okay, Commissioner Webster. And do I have a second?
I second.
All right. Commissioner Watford. All right. Any discussion, commissioners? All in favor, please signify by raising hands. And that goes through there. Very good. 8-0. All right, report of City Council action results from the September 24th, 2019 meeting. Mr. Mullis for the city.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. The first up is Z-1918, which was the conditional use permit for the accessory dwelling unit on, I believe that was High Oak. Yes, High Oak Drive. You recommended approval, and they did approve it 4-0. Next was Z-1915. Which was the rezoning from RMH to R3, which was on Jan Circle and Jamie Road. You recommended approval and the council approved it 4-0. Z-1917, which was the rezoning of Lynn Drive, was approved 4-0 following your recommendation of approval. Z-1916 and P-1910 was the rezoning and the preliminary plat for North Mary Jo. Yes, preliminary slash final plat, I believe. And you recommended approval, and it was approved 4-0, both of them. And finally, on September the meeting following the September 11th meeting, which was the case with the, no, I'm sorry, I'm not there yet, P-1909, which was the preliminary plat for the truck parking over on Veterans, was approved 5-0. And then finally, for the results from the September 11th meeting that were yesterday at the City Council meeting, that was for the YMCA parking lot planned development business rezoning modification, it was approved 4-0 by the City Council.
Very good.
Does anyone have any questions?
Sure. Okay, conflict of interest?
We received none.
Very good. Okay. And now, it's paid for the city, only for development activity.
Thank you, Chairman. So for the month of August, we had one commercial permit that was pulled. That is for the Amy's Attic. That was actually taken to the ZBA several months back. And so they have since been granted their permit to begin construction of their actual buildings there. So we have had that one. That's a total of 10 commercial construction, new construction permits that have been pulled since January 1 of this year. We had 11 single-family permits pulled, 2 duplexes pulled off of Beeline. I see that construction daily, so once I saw that those addresses were there, it clicked and made more sense as to what development was going on Beeline. So we've had a total of 100 single-family permits pulled, just 4 duplexes, so a total of 8 units, and 0 multifamily pulled. Based on our active residential water accounts, we've had a total of about 10,300 active residential water accounts, equating to about 30,485 residents.
All right. Commissioners, any questions? Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay. Next item will be citizens to be heard. Are there any citizens who wish to speak at this time? Okay. Good. All right. Under new business is case CP19-03, discuss and consider a request by Jerome and Rachel Gilmer for concept plan approval of property described as 1.442 acres of land more or less, described in the general warranty deed report under instrument number 2019-00021233 in the real property records of Bell County, Texas, generally located at 1808 Ponca Trace, Parker Heights, Texas. It's paid for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. So continuing on with Sapia Plains development, we've seen phases 1, 2, and 3 come through. So this is before you have the concept plan by Mr. Gomer. That is, he's presenting, he's purchased this property and intends to develop duplex residential structures on this property. It's currently zoned RMU for mixed use. So anything single family, two family, or a manufactured home could go on this property. He has chosen to take advantage of the R2 allowances within this area. Here are some photos that were taken to kind of show you. It is off of an undeveloped road, so actually getting a good visual of what the land looks like was a little difficult, but it is vacant and has been vacant for quite some time. So here is the concept plan provided to you. No worries, I've got you covered here so you can actually see it. So he is proposing one block and 6 lots for R2 development, roughly, I believe, 9,980 square foot average for each lot. You'll see that a handful of them towards the south are actually larger than the 8,400 square foot requirement, bumping out at about 10.5 square feet. Staff has looked over this concept plan, and all comments that were in your packet have been addressed by staff. And therefore, staff does recommend approval of this concept plan for Sapia Plains Phase 3. I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Okay, so you said everything has been addressed?
Yes, sir, it has.
Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Not to be picky, but all the Public Works comments have nothing in light print under them.
Sure. Unfortunately, when it prints black and white, you don't see where Mr. Hyde actually highlighted certain things, so he actually took all of the information that was within the concept plan, within our ordinances. It's a list from about 1 to 15, and so you don't see the highlighting. So he specified certain areas, I believe, number 5, there in the kind of the light text, if you can see, where it says adjoining property extent explained, that's actually the engineer's response back to us. And unfortunately, with black and white copies, it's a little difficult to differentiate. But driveways have been shown, utilities have now been shown, easements were added.
I didn't see them. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I guess I just didn't see them on the front page. Yeah. Numbers 1, 2, and 3.
I think he just included it all, just,
oh, okay.
Just to be concise.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Any other questions for Mrs. Page? Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who is here to represent this request?
Good evening, Commissioners. Ace Renault with Mitchell & Associates at 102 North College Street in Killeen. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's a continuation of that remainder. He's slowly found a couple vacant pieces of property and working through to complete, you know, kind of fill in that area. He did speak with some of the owners on what would be Ponca Trace to the north to actually make that full connection to see if they were interested in participating in extending that road the full width, and nobody was interested in that. So that's the result of the cul-de-sac being at the end.
Well, we need more density, that's for sure. The drainage and everything there looks good. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Commissioner, do y'all have any questions here? All right, can you sir, have a seat. Okay. Does anyone in the audience want to address this matter? Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? All right, bring that back. Now it's to us, guys and lady. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve.
Parker, do I have a second? Commissioner Anderson? Okay, any discussion, commissioners? All right, please signify by raising your hands. All right, that's unanimous there, 8-0. That passes. Okay, next is going to be P19-11, discuss and consider a request by Jerome and Rachel Gomer for preliminary plat approval for the proposed Sapaya. You say Sapaya, how are you saying it?
Sapaya.
The Z?
Sapaya.
Sapaya? With a Z?
Sapaya.
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 I don't know how I'm saying it. But. Okay, Sapaya Plains Phase 2, owned 3.397 acres, being part of the HP Littlefield Survey, abstract number 511, being part of a called 5.44 acre tract of record in volume 1380, page 255, deed records of Bell County, Texas, generally located at the corner of Ute Trail and Warriors Path, Parker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Mrs. Payton for the city, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Moving right along, this is the property. You'll see what we just approved for concept plan is just right across the way. What we saw in the months past was just phase one, and so now we're breaking into phase two, which is going to be kind of digging back into the lot there off of you. So Mr. Gomer is requesting preliminary plat approval for this property in order to develop 12 duplex sites on what will be an improved road, Ponca, as well as another road that will cul-de-sac there off of that. So here is kind of the area just to the left of that truck is actually where they're currently doing construction or prepping for construction, rather for phase one that will face you. And so all of these within phase one will actually be internal to another street that Mr. Gomer will construct.
This looked like it was all padded up when I went by there, I thought. Is that not the case?
Yes. I'm not sure what the proper terminology is, but the building official is here, and he may correct me if I'm incorrect.
We haven't heard from the building official yet. Let's hear from the building official. Mr. Building official, can you come up?
What's the phrase?
What?
They're forming it. There you go. They're setting forms in order to pour a pad, or rather put in all the construction work. But
They've recently had the permits approved for three out of the four lots. There were some issues with drainage and retention, so we held one of them, but beyond that, they're okay to go for some of those.
All right. Our new building official, guys. Thank you very much. Okay. Keep going, you lady.
Yes, sir. So this is the preliminary plat before you, outlining 12 lots there along Emma Naylor Court. Figured I'd go ahead and kind of give you an idea of what that would look like on the ground.
Nice.
They'll include...
Just one question, because it doesn't show on like the design here, but it shows two pieces on our sketches. The ones that come almost like a trapezoid or something.
Yes, it is. So I went into the GIS and I just merged those lots together. I'm not sure if it's specified within the deed that there's a separate tract or lot. For whatever reason, it keeps coming back in Belcat as two separate pieces of land. Nonetheless, he does own both of them. And
so prior... we're doing the rectangle, the full thing.
Yeah, the full thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So here you're shown a 5-foot sidewalk on either side going up and down Ponca and then into the street that will gain access to all the duplexes there. You also see in this far right-hand side that there actually will be a 5-foot sidewalk punching through. This is tract A that was included in phase one of the subdivision. So this will actually go through that drainage tract A just to the north of it and connect to a sidewalk that will be there in the future.
How far in the future?
Oh, I wish I had the answer to that, but I do not know. I would say maybe in the next 2 years.
Kind of out there.
In the next 2 years, hopefully, as far as pedestrian traffic goes with the new middle school going in, the sooner the better.
Walking to school in the mud, the dirt,
right.
Be flying by 80 miles an hour.
It's scary, but luckily they can bail off into that sidewalk there that Mr. Gomer will construct prior to any sidewalks going in off of Warriors Path.
Okay, so, I can do that. Okay.
Is there a plan for sidewalks on both sides of the road?
On which road specifically?
On Naylor Court?
Yes, they have shown sidewalks on either side of the road.
How wide is after the sidewalks get in? How much room do we have there for parking on the street?
I believe it states here the right-of-way. Now, I don't know the pave, but I believe that it has to be 36. So they have a full 60-foot right-of-way, and the engineer for this project confirmed what specifically would be paved, but they do have to build everything to city standards in order for us to...
My only concern is, can you get a moving van in there and turn around?
I would believe that they would have to be able to build it to get into there.
I passed it. Actually, a moving van passed me on the way to the temple. And I'm not kidding you, it was 30 feet up in the air. Okay? And I don't know, I crossed my fingers it could get under all the bridges. But I mean, they're going up and they're going out. That's how to save money. When you move stuff.
I imagine a U-Haul, a Penske.
Move it one time.
Yeah,
that's right.
Being a duplex, you will see a lot of that traffic coming in and out. People will rent and then leave, and leases will continue to turn over. But they do have to build everything to city standards in order to then have the city adopt it and maintain it for its longevity. Otherwise, it would then be a private road, and it's up to the developer to maintain. So they will be building it to city standards.
Is there a no access easement along Warriors Path?
Along Warriors Path? Let's see. I don't believe that there is one. Let me actually go back to the plat. It's hard to tell what's hatched out there, but I believe that that's a dedication to the city of Harker Heights here in the hatching area. And then a public access easement to be recorded in the future will go through there, as well as the combination of a 15-foot public utility easement. But along Warriors Path, I don't believe that there is an on-access easement.
The reason why I bring it up is because when Sutton Place was put in, that was put in all along to prevent people from putting in gates and driveways into their backyard. then the subdivision just to the north of that, they've been doing that, which causes a problem because Warriors Path is an issue.
Justin.
And so I think that's that. I think that it just needs to be carried along Warriors Path to prevent, you know, we have streets close enough there that people, you know, we don't need people putting in gates and driveways into their backyards up a Warriors Path to create more, you know, entrance and exit onto Warriors Path than needed.
Certainly, yeah, I absolutely agree. And if the engineer and his client are amenable to making that change, then you can definitely suggest it.
Good point, I like that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
No. Now, a regular walkthrough gate would be...
Yeah, it's just not driving.
Right, a pedestrian gate's one thing. That being said, with duplex development, I'd hate to say that there would never be that option to have a rear access to a duplex, but you never know.
Yeah.
If it changes hands somewhere down the line, there's no way to know for sure if that's something that they wouldn't take advantage of. So.
Yes, sir. The track A, is that just for the water retention?
That is their drainage.
Okay.
Yes, for both phase one and two to that location.
And as far as the Warriors Path there, we're okay with widening of that at a later date?
I believe so. A lot of that is in the hands of the public works director.
Okay.
But from what I have gathered and heard, then yes.
All right. Okay. Continue on late.
Yes, sir. So this is a little difficult to read, but trust me, there is water and wastewater that they will be installing that will facilitate from the water and wastewater there on Ute Trail as well as Warriors Path and feed a loop system to Emma Naylor Court to then service those units off of the proposed development street. So we have water here, it's a little difficult to see, and then we have sanitary here. So water's on, I believe, our south side, if I'm reading that correctly. Water should be running here, and then we have wastewater running on the north side. And if I've gotten that incorrectly, the engineer for this project can correct me. Now, that being said, staff has gone over this project and has made comments to the developer, and at this time we do not have any outstanding comments for this project, and therefore we do recommend approval for the preliminary plat of Sapaya Plains Phase 2.
Okay. Commissioners, any other questions for Mrs. Page? All right, thank you very much, ma'am. Please have a seat. That was a great presentation.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, commissioners, let me see here. Who's here representing this request? Could you please state your name and your address?
Good evening again. Ace Renault with Mitchell & Associates of 102 North College. We've continued in this with phase two here, working in lots that would meet the standard of sizing and spacing and all that. And yeah, the detention is on that track day, which was included with phase one. Construction, I believe, will be started on the detention probably within the next 2 weeks. We've released the design for them to get permitting. That was one of the conditions of phase one, so we're getting that taken care of. And anything else, I'd be happy to answer.
That property, for as long as I can remember, if it rained a significant amount, you would have water. Well, one, you'd have horses standing in the water, and that water would go across there. It had to be 8 or 10 inches high across that field.
Yeah, but the detention
all the way across. Well, yeah, I know. So you have all that covered. All right. At least you don't have any horses there standing in the water.
Yeah.
But, all right, commissioners, y'all have any questions here?
No.
All right, sir, please have a seat. Okay, is there anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to address this matter? Okay. Commissioners, back to us at this point. I need a motion.
I move that we approve, but I would like to add that there be a no access easement placed along with the Warriors Path.
Okay, very good. Do I have a second? Commissioner Parker. Or Commissioner Parker.
I'll jump in here real quick.
I'm sorry?
I said I need to jump in here real quick as a point of order.
All right.
Okay, so because of the new state law, we can make approval with conditions. What I would recommend is that your motion say that you recommend approval with the condition that the non-access easement be added, and that the approval of the city council would also constitute approval by this body. So in other words, if you make a recommendation for conditions, does that mean that they have to bring it back to you for approval? So the way I ask you to word it means that it's cool, we just need to add this easement, let's just forward it to the council, and then if the council approves it, then everything's great. So the motion should be something like, I move that we approve this plat with conditions, the condition being that they add a 1-foot non-access easement along Warriors Path, and that the city council approval would also equate to our approval. That way it doesn't have to come back here.
I'm good with that.
That's a lot, man. I'm not going to remember that.
Does that artificially tie the council's hand by what you just said?
Not necessarily. So what will happen at that point is the council will have to vote on it. If they decide to take that easement out, then I'll have to talk to the attorney about whether or not it has to come here or come back to you guys. But since it's a conditional approval, I think that the council would ultimately have the final word anyway, but this motion would give them the final word. I honestly don't think they would have an issue with that, but I can't obviously make any guarantees for that.
You think your people will be okay with that?
All right. I think it's a good idea. I wish I came up with it.
Well, I just think it's important to stay consistent.